上面屋顶有漏雨，所以能否那边的人，能不能你们可以往前坐一点？这样的话有两个原因，我看感动我，如果你们能往前走的话，我告诉大家什么原因。
Yeah, I saw some leaking on in the
OK，
in the hall, yeah.
第一个原因的时候呢，因为我小时候是在我们浙江老家长大，是农村，很穷。
First reason, I was growing up in a rural place in Zhejiang province that is a not very rich place.
那最大的问题就是房里面是泥地，房顶是经常漏雨。
Yeah, the biggest problem is we have a floor is like a earth, dirt. The roof is always leaking.
所以下雨的时候，外面下雨，里面是也是下雨的。
Yeah, so the outside is pouring rain. Inside is also it's a small rain.
那我爸爸的工作是经常要挪一些瓦，然后就赌注能不能少一点雨。
So my father always put some shingle on the roof, try to block some leaking.
但是就是因为这些了以后，我觉得我们家里面特别温暖。
So that's, but this is make our house a little bit warm feeling.
一家人就挤在一起。
So we all huddle together.
呀，这是一个原因。
This is one of the reasons.
那第二个原因是，经常就是一直在想这个问题，我们一家人应该怎么相处。
The second reason I was always thinking, how our family should stay together.
我突然想到这个，我们还是接下去我们看我们的经文
So we can see through the Bible.
都记到今年年底的时候，我打算用30讲的时间来结束哥罗西书。
By the end of this year, I'm planning to finish the book of Corinthians.
那这一本书是一个很特殊的一本书。
This is a very special book.
这本书就是给我们展示了在教会里面的一个基督的样子。
So this book actually telling us how do we live like Jesus in church.
我实在是希望用的这本书可以让我们来更好的来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So I really wish we can use this book to make us know Jesus better.
那认识的过程中，我们就在里面有生根建造。
So in this exercise, we can learn how to root it and build in Lord Jesus.
那我们的生命就有长大，
So we can grow up in Jesus.
所以我们一起来翻到哥罗西书的第三章，我们读12节到17节。
So let's open the Bible to the Colossians chapter 3 and verses 12 and 12 to 17.
那我们为了节约时间，我跟孙超我们一起用中文、英文一起来读。
Okay.
如果翻到12节的17节的话，我们一起来念。
Yeah, let's read together in English and both English and Chinese.
中文、英文都可以。所以，你们既
Therefore,
是
as
神
God's
的选
chosen
民，
people,
是
holy
耶
and
蒙
dearly
爱的
loved,
人，就要存
clothe
怜
yourself with
悯、真
passion,
实、谦虚、
kind,
温柔、
humility,
忍耐的
gentle
心。
and patient.
倘若这人
Bear
与那人
together,
有嫌
forgive
隙，
one
总要
another.
彼此包容、
If
彼
one
此饶
has a
恕。
grievance
主
against
怎
someone,
样饶恕了你们？你们
forgive
也要怎
the
样的
Lord
饶
forgive
恕
you.
人？
And
在这
overall,
一之
this
外，
virtue
要
for
存着爱
is
心，
love,
爱
which
心
bind
是
them
联
all
络全
together in
德的，
perfect unity.
又要叫
Let
基督
the
的
peace
平
of
安
Christ
在你们心里做主，你们
keep
也
you
为此
member
蒙
of one
召
body
归为一
and call the
体，
peace
且要
of
存感谢的心，当用
message
各样的
Christ
智
dwelling
慧，
among
把
us.
基督的道理丰富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝解，心为恩感。歌颂神，
Whatever you
无
do,
论
whether
做什
the
么，或
word or
说话，或
deed,
行事，都要
give
奉
all the
主
name
耶
of
稣的
Lord
名，
Jesus,
借着
give
他
thanks
感
to the
谢父神。
Father through him.
好，我们一起来做一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
愿你的圣灵降临，
may your Holy Spirit descend to
充满
us,
这个恩典堂，
fill our church.
那亲自打开我们的心门。
Open our hearts personally.
让我们真的拿来认识主耶稣的恩典，
Let us know the grace of Lord Jesus
那接受他无比珍贵的福音，
and accept his imperishable, precious gossip.
那愿神赐福我们今天的敬拜。
May God bless today's worship.
愿弟兄姐妹能够更加爱我们的主。
May brothers and sisters love our Lord more.
献上我们真实的感恩。
Of our true thanksgiving.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
And pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
因为刚才我跟大家讲，我说我叫大家来的时候要往前坐，有两个原因。那第二个原因的时候，刚才实在是忍不住讲不出来。那真正的原因的第二个原因是，我知道我们最近岳伯伯刚去世，岳建明弟兄他去世，我记得他给我在教会我们正道完了以后，他给我讲了最后一句话，他说：“石军弟兄啊，正道不错，就是声音太小了一点。”
You
我
want me
站在后面听
translate?
不清楚。
Do you want me translate?
所以我一直在怀念我们的岳弟兄，所以有一个原因是，我是54年的，在老家讲话都是细声细语，所以我一下子要改变的时候就会非常困难。所以但是我爱弟兄姐妹的心其实是真的，所以我每次讲的时候呢，所以一激动就忘了他看你要改。
Yeah, I think this when Brother Su moved by Holy Spirit, his word is come out nonstop. But basically, Brother Su told us the second reason at the beginning, he want us to move forward, get together. One reason is he is think about how our family should gather together. He mentioned a story when our brother passed away few weeks ago.
谢谢。
He mentioned he liked Brother Su's speech, but sometimes his voice is not loud enough. So he suggests we can come close, we can listen more clearly.
所以在教会里面，我们是一个神的一个家里面。就在教会，我们就是在神的家里面。
In church, actually, we are in the house of God.
那我们在身上，我们有一个特殊的一个身份，
We have a very special character.
因为在一个家里面，就有一个特殊的家里的成员的一个身份。
So in the church, we have a very special identity.
那我们在这个世上有和各种各样的身份。
In this world, we have all kinds of identities.
在彼得前书呢，2:9的时候，给了我们一个定义，我们在这个世界上的一个身份。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9, there is a special definition of our identity.
那这里讲到说，唯有你们是一个被拣选的一个族类，
You are a chosen people,
那是有君尊的一个祭司，
a royal priesthood,
是一个圣洁的国度，
a holy nation,
是属神的子民。
a God's special possessions.
那这个就是神给我们的一个主要的身份，
Yeah, this is actually the definition from gossip, our identity.
那你在公司里面有个人是个工程师，
Some people is an engineer in a company.
那个是我们在世上的一个副业。
This is our identity is not a secondary identity in the world, in this world.
那神给我们的是一个，我们是被拣选的一个职位，
God gave us identity as a chosen people.
而且是有军政的祭司。
Has a priesthood.
Priesthood,
Priesthood
yeah, 那是圣洁的，
is holy.
而且最重要的时候，他说是到神的家里面，是我们是做子民的。
We are also the children of God.
那我代表呢，叫我们小组，我们就做一个见证。
Yeah, I'm going to give behavior of the pastoral team. I'm going to give a testimony.
那是从今年的3月份开始，我们就叫我们小组就开始运作。
Since March, our pastoral team start to execution.
Yeah, 我们就每个礼拜我们来分享我们的信息，
So every week we share messages.
因为我们心里面有一个顺应神呼召的一个使命。
So we obey the God's call.
那我们起来来服侍教会弟兄姐妹。
and rose up to serve the church.
我每一次我们来传达信息的时候,
Every time we deliver a message,
我每个人都经历神的一个特别的一个启示。
we experience God's special liberation.
就在这几个月里面,
During these few months,
那神就开始改变我们的心,
God began to change our hearts
那就是来生根建造我们的一个生命。
and take root and build our heart.
这慢慢的神就改变我们的心。
So gradually, Lord changed our heart.
因为就着能力来讲, 我们是非常有限。
We are actually very have a very limited ability.
我们都不是专业。
We are not a professional.
就本来是不配的。
Originally, we are really not worthy.
但是神就是这样拣选我们。
But God chose us.
那成为一个我们这个神话语的一个管道。
It become a channels of God's word.
而且也拣选了一些非常忠心的翻译。
Also choose a group of very faithful translators.
那让我们来到我们这边的青少年，他们也可以接受这样的话语。
So can translate into English, let our youth to receive God's word.
那同样，我们今天我们一起能够相聚在这里面。
So today, we can come here and gather together,
那一起敬拜,
worship together.
都不是偶然。
It's not accidental.
对，神将我们好多年轻人带到美国这个地方。
God bring us to the United States
那放在Memphis这个地方。
and place us in the city of Memphis.
那我们的一些长辈父母亲呢，也因着我们来到我们这个城市。
Also, our parents and elders come here with us.
也不全是他们自己的心愿。
And sometimes it's not really their own will.
但是他们和我们一起，我们来养育这一下一代。
But we together to raise our raising our next generation.
那这就是我想到岳伯伯的另外一个原因。
So that's why I'm thinking about Uncle Yue, another reason.
对，我们这里面有很多长辈，他们因着我们的原因，因着为了养这些小孩来到我们中间。
So our parents and elders come here with us to raise our next generation.
在曼菲斯，华人其实进入教会的并不多。
In Memphis, actually, not many Chinese go to church.
那到恩典堂呢，更是极少数。
Yeah, even few goes to Grace Church, our church.
当然，弟兄姐妹，我们能够来到这里面，都是神的拣选。
But brothers and sisters, when we come here together, it's chosen by God.
那因着耶稣，我们就成为神家里面的人。
Because of Jesus, we become a family in this place.
那每个礼拜我们在主里面来敬拜和团契。
Every Sunday, we worship and fellowship.
神要借着这个教会，让我们成为圣洁的子民。
So God wants us to become holy through this church.
今天我们就比昨天好一些。
Yeah, today, we are better than yesterday.
而且我们能够彼此相爱。
We can love each other.
好多是不可爱的人。
Yeah, some of maybe it's not that lovely.
但是我们的生命就可以借着这些，我们在长成基督的样子。
So, but we are our life is growing more like Jesus.
那感谢神，我们的敬拜团队就选了很好的诗歌。
So thanks Lord, our worship team do a lot of good.
就是我每一个主日，神的爱啊，就像话语一样流出来。
Every Sunday, God's word become a river of life.
那河水的两边都有很多的生命之树。
On both sides of the river, there is a lot of tree of life.
那树上结的12样不同的种果子。
The tree bears 12 kinds of fruits.
所以这些果子，他说可以医治百病。
Those fruits can heal all kinds of disease.
我真的愿意恩典堂成为你们生命的一个祝福。
Yeah, I really wish Grace Church can become the blessing of your life.
因着主的恩典，我们得了救恩。
Because of Lord, we saved.
那我们讲的就是我们得了一个新的一个新心。
Yeah, that means we have a brand new heart.
使徒保罗在这里面讲到说，我们这个心是非常美好的。
Paul here mentioned that our heart is very beautiful.
那我把它概括成是一个很柔软的心。
So I'm summarized here, it's become a very soft heart.
这个心就像水一样,
It's like a water.
它是很柔和,
It's gentle and changeable.
它可以被神塑造。
Can be used to tolerate others.
那一方面你可以用安慰来安慰包容他人。
Comfortable and tolerant others.
那这个心是不刚硬的。
It's not a hard.
它可以去适应个人的需要。
It can adapt the needs of others.
而且这个心上面没有很多锋芒。
This heart also does not show its age.
因为如果我这个心像刺猬一样的话，就会伤害别人。
Yeah, if the heart has a lot of sparkling thing, it will hurt others.
那让我们一起来看看这个柔软的心有怎么样的一个表现。
So let's look at the characteristic of this heart.
那保罗就用了5个词，非常宝贵的词，来描述这个心的可爱。
So Apostle Paul lists five words here to describe the loveliness of the heart.
首先呢，这颗心能够让我们看到别人的受伤。
First, this heart can see others hurt.
那我的心就会生出怜悯来。
So we can have compassion for others.
让人去同情。
Sympathy,
你一起会伤感。
sadness,
那为他们祷告。
and also pray for them
也会去问候。
and regards.
那当有些人去跑步的时候，落后的时候，我就有恩慈。
When somebody falls behind, I'll have a mercy.
那顺便把门打开，
Open the door,
那么把这道路的铺平。
pave the way.
那在走路的时候，你会等下来等候他们，
We will wait for others,
那鼓励他们。
encourage others,
然后我们一起来。
and then walk together.
那有的时候我有些人如果走得好，
Yeah, if I walk well,
那我不会骄傲自满。
I will not be proud and boastful.
时刻提醒我自己为谦卑。
That must be humble.
就像我身体里面的一个部分，
Yeah, it's just like a part of our body.
那我眼睛就不会向口来夸口，
The eye does not boast over the ear,
那手就也不会向脚来夸口，
nor the hands over the foot.
因为我们都是一家里面身体的一部分。
Yeah, we are all same family. It's all parts of our body.
那在教会里面，
In church,
那我们不用权势来压人。
we're not using power to.
我们极力要温柔，
Yeah, we need a gentle as gentle as possible.
因为我们都是神的仆人。
So we are all just the servants of
我们身
Lord.
上有些智慧和恩赐都是神那里领受。
All the gifts of wisdom is come from God.
那不要居高临下。
Yeah, we don't look down others.
那另外很重要一点的是，在教会里面做的事情往往是非常慢的。
Another important thing in church, most of the things are going slow.
但是神就借着这一些，
And God, through these things,
在操练我们的忍耐。
God exercises our patience.
那直到有一天的时候，
Until one day,
神就会把我们带进去，
God will lead us naturally to the promised
进
land.
到应许之地，
To the promised land.
那就是你生命的一个丰满。
This is the fullness of our life.
那主耶稣自己，他其实为了把救恩传给我们。
Jesus himself, in order to give salvation to us,
他有怜悯、
he is very merciful,
恩慈、
kind,
谦虚、
humble,
温柔、
gentle,
忍耐，
patient.
所以我们就要以基督的心为心，
So we also want to have the heart of Christ
为了我们所在的这个世界，
to the world,
住在这边的华人同胞，
especially our fellow Chinese,
特别是我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
our brothers and sisters in our church,
首先是对你坐在边上的邻居，
yeah, especially to the neighbor sit beside you.
我们来操练怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Yeah, let's exercise how to be mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
这就是我们经常讲到，用我们的生命来传递基督耶稣的生命。
And pass the life of Jesus with your life.
那最近我看的也不是最近的，有一段时间看了一本书，
Yeah, recently I read a book.
叫撒旦的偶。
The book is called The Bait of Satan.
我特别推荐大家去看。
I highly recommended it.
那中文、英文版都有。
It has both Chinese and English version.
那一个人的这个生命，
In person's life,
你会觉得长期以来没有长进。
if you feel there is no growing,
其中一个最大的障碍就是你不能饶恕。
the biggest obstacle is you cannot forgive.
也这本书里面就是讲到一个魔鬼撒旦一个非常危险的一个诱惑与偶。
In this book, they mention there is extremely dangerous bait of devil Satan.
就把你生命给束缚住，不能有长进。
So the bait the bounded your life. You cannot grow.
那圣经里面有记载西门彼得的一次经历。
In the Bible, there is a chapter describe Simon Peter.
他去问主耶稣基督，他说有个弟兄冒犯我了以后，我应该饶恕他多少次？
So he asked the Lord Jesus how many times he should forgive.
那7次岂不就够了？
If seven times is enough.
啊，主耶稣回答说：“你要用70个7次，
Jesus said it's 70 times seven,
也就是说没有限制，
which means there is no limit.
因为主耶稣他自己也是无限的饶恕了我们。
It because Lord Jesus forgave us
我们也要
infinitely.
如此去效仿。
Yeah, we need to follow his example.
那也许有人会问了：这么多的要求，我们怎么去实施呢？
Yeah, maybe some people will ask, there are so many requirements. How can
那
we
怎么
implement?
开始呢？
How do we start?
那保罗在这里面就是讲到有一点说，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。
So Paul said, in addition to all this, we should put on love.
这里更好的翻译是，就是要在外面披上爱心。
Or a better translation, to put on love.
那同时呢，保罗就提醒我们要在相信主耶稣的平安会进到我们的心里面。
At the same time, we should have the peace of faith in Christ in our hearts.
我一直在思考，神叫我们爱他。
I haven't been thinking about what it means to love God.
那什么才叫爱神？
What means to love God?
因为我们的神是创造世界万物的神，他什么都不缺。
God created everything.
那我要怎么样摆上，怎么能够讨他的喜悦呢？
So God lacks nothing. So how can I offer myself to please Him?
同样在福音书里面就记录了西门彼得的一件事情，
In gossip, there is another story about Simon Peter.
就耶稣去主动去问彼得，他说：“你是否爱我
So Jesus asked Peter if he loved him.
？”彼得和我们一样，他以为爱主就是要摆上什么。
Just like us, Peter thought a love Lord is just offered to him.
其实主这个时候要彼得明白，
Actually, in this time, Jesus want to Peter understood that.
你爱主就是去领受主，
Loving him, loving the Lord means receive the Lord.
进入与主的这个关系中间。
And entering into a loving relationship.
我相信我们这里面的很多结婚的人。
I believe a lot of people here are married couple.
你爱一个配偶，就是进到与他的关系里头，
So you love your spouse, basically it's your get into the love
完全
relationship.
去接受他，
Accept other totally.
而且这个关系是永恒的。
This is a everlasting relationship.
事情的出现不能破坏这个关系。
Anything happen will not interrupt this relationship.
我们去爱神，就要去完全的接受神。
We love God mean we need to fully accept God.
学会去喜欢神自己，
To like God himself.
而不是神的一些给你的恩赐，
Not only those gifts from God.
去单纯的去领受神所供应给你的，
It just simply accept what God provides.
包括主 摆在你身边的这个教会。
Include the church established by the Lord.
神所拣选的主耶稣完全去接受。
The Lord, the Jesus fully accepts those chosen by God.
我们也当如此行。
Yeah, we should also do the same.
我想到主耶稣，他用一个很特殊的爱。
I thought Lord using a very special love.
我们在很多年前，主耶稣亲自打开我的心门。
Many years ago, Lord opened my door.
你若是肯，主就进来。
If you wish, Lord will come into your.
让他在你心里面做主。
He become the in charge in your heart.
就是主进到我们里面有一个标志。
The Lord get into our heart. There is a symbol.
就我的心里面就有一个超越万物的一个平安。
There will be a peace in my heart, heavenly peace.
因为我们这个主的爱进来的时候，爱里面心里面就没有惧怕。
There is no fear in love.
因为主的爱就是完全的。
Because the Lord's love is perfect.
我的心就可以安定下来。
Yeah, our heart will be settled.
在这个同时呢，我的心就自然的就会发出爱心来。
At the same time, our heart will naturally give rise to love.
所有我们刚才提到的那些美德，
All the virtues we mentioned above,
就顺着这个爱就发表出来。
They will follow this love.
那圣经里面对于爱有非常好的描述。
In the Bible, there is a very good description of love.
就刚才我们也唱过。
The song we just sung in the beginning.
就记录在哥林多前书的第十三章，我们都说是爱的篇章。
Yeah, it's recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 13.
你会发现我们这个教会非常喜欢唱这首诗。
Yeah, our church actually we love this song.
我知道我们现在有很多要结婚的人就会读这一章。
Yeah, I know a lot of people is going to get married. They will read this chapter.
对，如果有这个了以后，可以改善很多的家庭。
Yeah, this will improve our relationship in the family.
那我们大家一起来再念一遍，就是哥林多前书十三章。
Let's read this chapter together.
就爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
First Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4 to 7. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not in vain, it does not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It's always protected, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
这里面保罗就讲到有两点真理，就是在基督耶稣里面，这个爱心就可以把联络全得。
Here, Paul mentioned the two aspects of the love.
那另外一个是主赐的一个平安，就可以把教会成为一体。
Another, first is a lesson was about understanding the vision of church.
那礼拜五晚上的时候，我们一起开始学习一个认识教会的一个系列。
Every Friday, we are studying a theory. It's about the knowing our church.
第一堂课就是我们学习教会的一个意向。
The first lesson is about the vision of our church.
那我们有非常好的讨论。
We had a very good discussion.
有的时候觉得是太好。
Sometimes we feel it's too.
所以搞得大家很晚才回家。
Yeah, sometimes we discuss very long and make us very late.
那在这个讨论的过程中，就神就带领我们去看我们在教育楼上挂的一句话。
During the discussion, we saw there is a sentence on the wall of our education building.
所以因着耶稣，我们成为一家人。
Because of Jesus, we become one family.
所以我们当时觉得这是一个恩典堂很好的一个意象。
Yeah, at that time, we saw that this is a very good vision for our church.
那感谢神，我们可以恢复午餐。
Yeah,
我们等他回到那边吃午餐，
thanks Lord, we will have a lunch together today.
让我们一起会唱这首诗歌。
We will sing this song together.
感谢神。
Thanks Lord.
我刚才讲到基督徒的心，它首先是柔软的。
I first mentioned the heart of a Christian, first character is soft.
所以神可以借着各样的环境来塑造我们。
So Lord can use us to shape us.
那基督的心本身，它又是又慈爱的。
Another thing is that the heart of Christian is also loving.
那这个爱呢，就像一个粘合剂一样，
This love is also like a glue.
那可以把各样的一个美好的品德就联合在一起。
It can glue that all those kind of virtues.
那另外，基督徒的心，它又是一个很感恩的心。
Also, the heart of Christian is also grateful.
因着神的恩典，他赐给我们一些道理，赐给我们这些智慧。
The God's grace exists in the heart in the form of doctrine and wisdom.
然后这个恩典存在我们心的时候，我们在平时里面就会用口来赞美出来。
In our daily life, we will express this using our words.
就是一个基督徒，他本身的心是非常满足，自己很满足的。
The hearts of Christians are very satisfied.
那我们看到保罗当时在写这封信的时候，他是被关在监狱里面。
When Apostle Paul wrote this letter, he was actually imprisoned.
所处的环境其实非常不好，
Yeah, in a very bad environment.
但是保罗在这里不足的在宣告，
However, Paul keep declaring
他的
there.
主赐的恩典够他用，
Declared that the grace given by Lord was sufficient.
甚至他讲他说一无所缺，
And he even mentioned he lacked nothing.
那满是感恩。
And full of gratitude.
所以我就在思考，到底这个感恩他后面有什么样的动力？
So I was always thinking why Paul can have this kind of gratitude.
那就记录在这节经文里头。
This is recorded in this verse.
这个感恩有两个最重要的一个动力，
There is two very important motivation.
啊，就像飞机的两个发动机。
Just like two engines of an airplane.
那其中一个发动机就是神各样的智慧。
The first one is about the God's various wisdoms.
所以，我们每天如果看待事物，都怀着一个敬畏神的心。去认识这个世界，
If we know and understand the world with fear of God,
在神的这个奇妙面前，我们就会感恩。
yeah, we will feel the wonder of God.
我突然想到一个，我可以举一个很小小的一个例子。
I can give a very simple example.
那我现在觉得有点口渴，
So now I feel thirsty now.
我拿起瓶子来想喝一口水。
So I pick up the bottle of water
但是
to
就这样一个过程，
think about just this process.
那后面有一些大脑的这个决策，
There are a lot of decision making by the brain.
几成万上亿的这个神经元在里面就决策。
So there will be hundreds of millions of neurons
这完全完美的解决我口干的这个问题。
solve my problem with my thirsty.
一想到这一点，我就觉得是非常奇妙。
When I think about this, I'm very grateful.
神创造非常奇妙，
The wonder of God's creation.
满足他所爱的人的一个需要。
Satisfy the loving people's
那第二个发动机就是关于基督的一个道理，
The second is the doctrine of Christ.
那就是耶稣基督他成就的这个救恩。
Is that the salvation of Jesus?
那甚至他在2000年前他成为人。
The Son of God become a man.
在十字架上承担了我们所有的罪，
He died on the cross, carry our sin.
那你的罪和我的罪，
So our sin and all
那不仅仅这样，他还呼召我们进入他的教会，
Not only this, it's also call us to join the church
成为基督的这个身体，
and become the body of Christ.
那弟兄姐妹可以合在一起，成为一个合一的家庭。
So brother system become together, become a united family.
这是想想都是非常快乐的一件事情。
Yeah, this is how happy is this?
所以，一个满感恩的心，它是充满喜乐的。
So it's a thankful heart is full of joy.
特别是表现在我们的讲话话语上面。
Especially it was expressed in our discussion.
所以，你一个感谢的心，它不是没法沉默的。
Yeah, if it's a thankful heart, it cannot
它一
remain
定要
silent.
发出声音来。
It mustn't speak out.
那我们中国人比较含蓄。
Our Chinese sometimes a little bit shy.
不管多少，你都会感谢出来。
But whatever, how shy we are, we will always express our gratitude.
所以保罗在这边列出了一个很宝贵的一个清单。
So here, Paul also lists a very precious list.
我们其实上可以看一看，来操练我们怎么样来感恩。
So we can see how can we thanks Lord.
主要分为大概是两组。
There is two groups of in this list.
那第一组里面包括他说是诗章、颂词和灵歌。
First group includes song, hymns, and spiritual songs.
那第一个是诗章，它是一个文字上的一个表达。
Song usually is written in
我们
expression.
可以用它来感谢神赐给我们各样的福气。
Yeah, we use this to thank the Lord for the various blessings.
那这里讲到颂词是一个很简短的一些词来颂扬、来表达。
Hymns are normally a short verses.
所以我们经常唱哈利路亚啊，以马内利啊，然后荣耀、荣耀、荣耀啊，这就是一些感恩的一些颂词。
Sometimes we say Hallelujah, Immanuel, and Glory, Glory, Glory.
那都是唱起来都是非常振奋人心的事情。
Yeah, those are very inspiring hymns.
那这里讲到灵歌，就是带入一些音乐的方式，
Spiritual song usually using music.
那来表达我们感恩的心。
To express our gratitude.
我们唱给神听。
Yeah, we sing to God.
那第二组的感恩的方式是表现在肢体之间。
The second group mentioned is members should teach and in
那
between each other.
互相之间可以教导，
Teacher
那互
between
相
each
之间
other.
可以劝解。
Also admonish each other.
那一个感恩的心，它是不自私的。
A grateful heart is not selfish.
那正面来看，我们就去会去互相教导；
From positive side, we will teach each other.
那负面来看，我们就会去互相去劝诫。
On the negative side, we will admonish each other.
因为归根到底，因为我们知道，我们所领受的都是神里面的恩典。
We know we all receive God's grace.
就我们白白的领受下来，
We receive those freely.
应该开开心心的白白的送出去。
Yeah, we also should pass on happily.
对啊，是不是这样？
Is that right?
那总结出来的话，我就想到是我们看的，去看一下这里讲到第三章的第十七节。
To sum it up, let's look at the verse 17.
他说：“我们无论做什么，
Whatever you do,
或者说话，或者行事，
whether in word or deed,
那都要奉主耶稣的名。
do it in the name of Lord Jesus.
很感谢神，我们在这几个礼拜，我们在教会反复在强调这个事情。
Thanks, Lord. In the past few weeks, we have repeatedly emphasized that
因为我们这个生命其实都是基督赐给我们的。”
because our life it's actually given by Lord.
要让基督完全成为我们的这个生命。
We need to let the Lord become full of our life.
因为你如果是在基督里面，
Because if you are in Christ,
在2000多年前，基督已经被钉在十字架上。
2,000 years ago, actually, Lord Jesus already crucified on
所以
the
旧的
cross.
生命已经在十字架上被钉死了。
Our old life already dead on the cross.
那最已经对我们没有权势，
So we are actually already overcome the sin.
那新的生命在2000多年前已经从那个空王母里面出来，
The new life has come out from the empty tomb.
完全是新的。
Totally new.
所以我们在每天的这个生活中表现出来，就有一个特点。
So in our daily life, we should show
就是我们做事的时候，凡事都会去奉主耶稣的名。
So we should do everything in name of Lord Jesus.
那奉主耶稣的名，我们经常讲。
We will a lot of time we will say in Jesus' name.
这到底是什么意思？
So what that mean?
奉主耶稣的名，就是我们接受他的主权。
So in Jesus' name mean we accept him, totally accept him.
因为我们在中国的时候，经常看戏的时候，就会听到一个人家传圣旨的时候，就会讲这个话。
Yeah, when in China we watch a lot of show.
对，圣旨一打开来就要跪下来，是吧？
So they say if the emperor send and send its instructions command.
第一句话就是奉他的名。
So the first word in this emperor command is in the name of emperor.
所以我们每天去做决策的时候，
So every day we make a decision.
都要去思想主耶稣的名。
So we need to think about the name of Lord.
让我们相处的时候，
When we get together,
去思考主耶稣的名。
think about the name of Lord.
在罗马书11章这个36节的时候，有一句话，
In Rome's Book of Rome,
他说：“
chapter
世界
11,
上的万有都是本于他。”
so that all things are from him,
那依靠他，
through him,
那归于他。
and for him.
那哥林多前书10章31节也有另外一句话，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13:1,
无论做什么，
whatever you do,
都要为荣耀神而行。
we should do it for the glory of Lord.
那如果这样做的话，你我的生活就分别为圣。
In this way, our lives are
我们在
sanctified.
凡事上都可以看见神的主权。
And we can see God's sovereignty in everything.
那感谢父神。
Thanks God.
那我们一起来低头做个祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸父神，感谢你，
Heavenly Father, thank you.
感谢你用你的形象创造了我们。
Thank you, Creator us in your image.
又因着你的怜悯和恩典，
Because of your mercy and grace,
呼召我们，
you called us.
赐给我们一颗新的心。
And give us a new heart.
那感谢主，
Thank you, Lord.
你借着今天的这样一个信息，
Through today's message,
提醒孩子，也是提醒我们的弟兄姐妹，
you remind us and also remind our brothers and sisters.
为了你的缘故。
For your sake,
向着这个世界，我们可以柔和谦卑。
we can be gentle and humble to the world.
借着我们可以把我们你带到你的面前。
In the church, we can love each other in our life.
所以在教会里面，我们可以彼此相爱。
Yeah, we can love each other in church.
让在我的生命里面都可以有数不尽的恩典。
In our life, there will be countless thanksgivings.
然后每时每刻都可以一切感恩祷告。
All the thanks prayers on the prayers anytime.
让我们能够来享受你。
We'll enjoy your abundant.
一切感恩祷告都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
All thanksgivings prayers on the, in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Shijun 弟兄，还有金超弟兄的，去Shijun 弟兄正道和金超弟兄的翻译，我们一起起立来唱这首回应诗歌，让耶稣进入你心中。
你若被我困难，真不明。让耶稣进入你心中，你若是有困难，就向你，让耶稣进入你心中。 现在不要再怀疑，现在不要再追迟，现在将心门敞开，让耶稣进入你心中。你若会得洁净，因此欢喜，让耶稣进入你心中。基督我全体在身边拥有，让耶稣进入你心中。现在不要再怀疑，现在不要再推迟，现在将心门敞开，让耶稣进入你心中。你若有风暴在心中等，让耶稣进入你心中。若是不可世界不能满足，让耶稣进入你心中。现在不要再犹豫，现在不要再追逐，现在将心门敞开，让耶稣进入你心。